I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Protesters have been camping outside Uvalde's school district offices since September 27th. They say they're not going to end their vigil until Uvalde's school board suspends the five school district police officers who were at Robb Elementary on May 24th, the day an 18-year-old gunman entered the school and killed 19 students and two teachers. The school district police were among the hundreds of law enforcement officers who waited more than an hour to confront the gunman, going against active shooter training that teaches officers to immediately eliminate the threat. A Texas House Committee report criticized the local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies involved for a chaotic scene that was devoid of clear leadership. Since the protests started last week, about a dozen victims' families and Uvalde residents have joined in. Hal Harrell, superintendent of the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District, says that for security reasons, he cannot afford to suspend school district police officers. There are currently more than 30 Texas Department of Public Safety officers on Uvalde school campuses, but Harrell said DPS officers are limited in what they can do and perform different roles from school district police officers. But the district did not elaborate on how the roles differ. Families of the victims want more transparency and accountability from the school district. Texas renters are feeling added pressure as pandemic-related assistance programs end and rents continue to soar. Then there's the unrelenting inflation and rising electricity costs. All these factors are creating doubts for some Texas renters that they'll be able to stay in their homes. Over 500,000 Texas renters said they were behind on payments this summer, according to a recent U.S. Census Bureau survey. Of those renters, 3 out of 5 feared they would be evicted within 2 months. Homeless shelters in Texas have seen a corresponding jump in demand. As Texas attracted more residents and employers over the course of the pandemic, demands for all kinds of housing skyrocketed. Since the summer of 2021, rents in the state's largest metropolitan areas have surged by double digits, making housing even harder to find for low-income households. In Dallas, the median monthly rent for a one-bedroom apartment has jumped from roughly $1,100 a year ago to more than $1,500 today, according to Zillow. Higher mortgage rates combined with still high home prices have created more demand for rentals. At the same time, more builders are constructing new apartment buildings because of that demand, which experts hope means rents won't rise as quickly as more units become available. A federal judge has ordered Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to testify in an abortion rights lawsuit. The judge had previously quashed the subpoena, which Paxton fled his home to avoid being served. In a hearing last week, lawyers representing abortion rights nonprofits asked the judge to reconsider and require Paxton to testify. The judge granted their motion on Tuesday. These nonprofits, called abortion funds, brought the lawsuit in August, seeking assurance that they will not be criminally or civilly penalized for helping Texans pay for abortions out of state. They have argued that Paxton's statements on social media and in the press make it clear that he believes the abortion funds can and should be prosecuted for their work over state lines. The abortion funds tried to serve Paxton with a subpoena to get him to testify in last week's hearing. Emails show that Paxton's office was aware that it intended to serve him with a subpoena before the process server showed up at his home on September 26th. When the process server tried to serve the subpoena, however, Paxton fled his home in a truck driven by his wife, State Senator Angela Paxton. Paxton said in a statement that the strange man lingering around his house caused him to fear for his safety. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or find us on Twitter. We're at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Methodist Healthcare Ministries of South Texas. Methodist Healthcare Ministries is committed to health equity, striving to create more fair and just opportunities for all to thrive. Learn more at mhm.org.